Ben!
Mara's voice came over the Shadow's intercom so sharp and loud that Luke nearly dropped the micropoint he was holding in R2-D2's deep reserve data compartment.
Ben, come to the galley this instant.
That might not be such a good idea, Luke said into the intercom. He flipped up his magnospecs and looked across the utility deck to where Ben sat, surrounded by crate covers and spacing rods, covered head to toe in servo motor lubricant. At least not until he's had a good Santa scrubbing. He's on the utility deck with me.
Doing what?
Mara demanded. Working on my Killick, Ben said meekly. Nana said I could.
Stay where you are.
Luke cocked a brow at his son. It sounds serious. Ben nodded. I guess. Any ideas? Ben returned to working on his Killick droid. Maybe. The access hatch iris opened next to Luke, and Mara stepped through with an empty gel meat container in her hand. Luke started across the deck toward his wife and son, where Ben was still sitting inside his crate cover Killick shell, looking up at Mara. Did Nana say you could have a whole can of gel meat, young man? Mara asked. Ben's eyes grew round. She said I could have a slice. Does this look like a slice to you? She held the empty container down for him to see. Ben shrugged. I thought she meant one can. Nana is the one who found the container, Ben, Mara said. She says we've gone through a whole case since we left Julio, and I don't think anyone else eats this. Tessar might? Gel meat? Mara asked doubtfully. Maybe, Ben said hopefully. He eats anything. Anything alive, Mara corrected. Ben, I don't know how you can eat all this without making a mess of my decks, but you have to stop. It'll make you sick. It's okay, Mom, Ben said, sounding relieved. You don't have to worry about that. I haven't been eating it. You haven't? Mara asked. Then what have you been doing with it? Ben's expression grew worried again. Feeding it to my Killick? Ben, what did we say about lying? Ben's eyes dropped. That if I lie, I have to stay with Cam and Tian the next time you and Dad go on a mission. Right, Mara said. Let's remember that. Okay, Ben said. I didn't forget. Good. Mara stooped down and took the empty container from him. And no more gel meat. Ben's eyes grew wide. None? Not until we get home. Luke hoped he sounded stern. You've had enough to last you 10 trips. As he and Mara returned to the engineering station, he continued to feel a general irritation from her. Okay, this wasn't just about gel meat, he said softly. What's wrong? It's just this uneasiness I have, Mara said. I keep feeling like we're about to be attacked again.